So, coming up next to the stage, old friend of the show and of mine. I knew this dude in the South Suburbs. It's always a thrill when he is here. Please welcome Mike Golladay.
So notice we kind of got a Guardians Galaxy vibe going on. He got the blue shirt. The white has the Guardians hat. He talked about the Infinity Gauntlet. odd thing about me. I am terrified of statues. Like, they heebie the crap out of my jeebies. It's just really weird. That's not important now, but it will be in a few minutes. So, a couple years ago, I was in a new relationship, and me and my then-girlfriend decided to go to the Chicago History Museum. They were doing an exhibit on the Ebony Jet magazine. If you don't know, that's an old magazine. It's been around for about 72, 73 years in Chicago. It's basically like an African-American lifestyle magazine. It has a lot to do with like this fashion and things like that. So anyway, we go to the museum and we're having a pretty good day, learning some really cool stuff about Chicago and some really dark stuff about Chicago. And then we get to the exhibit. Now, outside of the exhibit, there's like three immaculately dressed mannequins. And they're like underlit in this weird, like sinister way. But that's probably just my opinion because, you know, statues. So we're out there and she's like, hey, you know, if you don't want to go in there, you don't have to. I had to. But man, this is a new relationship. I have to do this. So we go in and I didn't know how many mannequins were going to be in there. So we go into the exhibit. In the first room, there's this very long room. And in the middle of the room is a long stage with roughly, let's say, 30 mannequins. And this old familiar feeling of mine that I have had in me since about 05, it's welling back up like, oh, these things. And I'm just like, you can do this. You got it, man. It can't get any worse. So we go through this whole room, and then we go into a bigger room. This one has mannequins in every part of the room, and we're in the middle. And she's like, you good? I'm like, outwardly, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Internally, I'm like, oh, no. I'm surrounded. And my heart is like racing, and I'm just thinking like, if these things come to life, there's no way to escape. And I'm fully aware as a 30-year-old man at the time that this is an insane thought. These are mannequins. They've been here for a lot longer than I have in this room. There's nothing that's going to happen, but I am still internally losing my mind. And we keep going through the exhibit, and we get towards the end, and she's like, that was really cool. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what we even learned. That's it.
Thank you. I gotta tell you, we almost, like, it was on the short list. We almost played the song for Mannequin, and I'm really glad we didn't for your sake. I'm sorry. You know, Starship, I won't sing that one, but man, they are like kind of terrifying, like that lifelessness. So why was that part of the exhibit? Like, you really don't know?
Like, well, that was the entire exhibit.
That was it.
Yeah, that was like stuff that you could like read to learn more about the magazine. I don't know.
Was it like fashion based, or you didn't even register
like
that?
Fashion based.
Okay.
And there was a lot of info about the magazine. Yeah. I don't know any of them. I was just like losing my mind.
Well, you gotta plan your exit strategy, right? Like, that's first
that's
thing
you bring
into it.
Yeah. I gotta get out of here somewhere.
Oh,
like,
my
I got
God.
Like a massive headache by the end of it.
Children who are listening, beware of mannequins. You never know when they're gonna come. Margo took that really to heart.